So I'm here live at Leeds Festival with the lovely Tom Grennan. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing alright, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm cool.
I have basically waited a while to interview you.
Really?
I've been waiting all day.
Okay, yeah, I know. We've been stuck in traffic, so I'm very, very sorry about that. But yeah, we're finally here and here I am talking to you right now.
It's fine. I saved the best for last, essentially. You're performing tonight at Festival Republic. Are you excited for it?
I always get scared that no one's going to come and watch me, so hopefully there'll be people there. But I'm excited. Even if there's two people in there, we're going to have it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, Festival Republic, I've been in that stage, and it's actually really nice and like really intimate, so I think you're going to have a nice one. It's a class one, yeah.
Cool.
So since you're Insane Collab with Chasing Status, you've been literally like doing everything. You released an EP recently. How's that going?
Yeah, I think it's going all right. People have been positive about it, so I think people are vibing to it and it's going all right.
Are you hoping to form like some of the tracks tonight, or maybe like give out something new?
Yeah, there'll be like there's new stuff that people haven't heard, if they haven't heard me before, but they've heard me on the internet. I suppose I'm just playing the songs that I've got, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Your new EP is called Found What I've Been Looking For. What's the story behind the EP?
There ain't really one, to be honest with you. I found stuff, like, people are always searching. I'll never stop searching, I don't think you'll never stop searching, do you know what I mean? But yeah, I found things that I'm happy with right now and are making me, but we're always going to be searching. So I don't know if I found certain things, but I haven't found other things. So it's that kind of searching pattern, do you know what I mean?
So you still haven't found it yet? It's okay.
I found certain things, like I say, but I haven't found other things.
That's alright, that's quite like, you know, quite like complex.
Yeah.
It's a complex type thing.
Yeah.
So you have the title track, that's your lead single, and then of course you're doing your autumn tour soon. But what's next after the tour, after the festival circuit?
Singles, album, and what? Yeah, February, March album, and then another tour. So going to Europe, and I want to get to America and see where it goes, you know what I mean?
So we're finally going to get the album in March. Can you tell us a little bit more of it?
It's just going to be epic.
Short but sweet. Fair enough. We'll leave it till March. One highlight in your recent weeks is, of course, washing dishes in Charlie XCX's video.
Yeah.
First off, I must say, you are amazing at washing dishes.
That's
like,
so
I have never seen anyone literally strive washing dishes. So you could win an Oscar for that.
Yeah, well, hit me up if you need any acting jobs as well, do you know what I mean?
Secondly, how did you get in that video?
Well, my manager manages Charlie, but we became mates. But then we became mates, and she just asked me if I wanted to be in it, and I said of course, and very like honoured to be in it, and she smashed it out of the ballpark, and yeah, the song's sick, and yeah, I thought it was going to be funny as well, and it was quite funny that I was in a Charlie XCX video.
I mean,
sick.
I mean, the song is amazing, but the video is literally the best out of 2017, in my opinion.
I think it's the best for a very, very long time.
Yeah, and she's performed.
And she directed it, which means like it's sick.
I know, she literally can do everything and anything.
Are you a big fan of Charlie?
I am. I'm very excited to see her at the dance stage as well later on. Final question before we go and set up and everything. Because we're at a festival, I'm asking everyone, if you had the chance to organise your own festival, what would it be and who would you headline it? And it can't be yourself.
Live or dead?
Yeah, you know what? Let's go alive or dead.
Live or dead, yeah?
Yeah, alive or dead.
I'd have Amy Winehouse to headline it. And what did you ask? Where would it be?
Where would it be?
What would it be called? Where would it be? I don't know. Like, in the middle of, like, a rainforest or something like that. Like, I don't know why. Just a rainforest popped in my head. I think it's because I saw them trees. but in the middle of a rainforest. And it'd be called Tea Festivals.
You know what? I can see that. I can see the late, great Amy Winehouse in a rainforest. Yeah. Tom Grennan, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I hope your Festival of Public Sec goes well.
Thank you so much. Have a wicked weekend.
Thank you, and you too.
Cheers.